Amen. Thank you, men. Let's take up our Bibles, please, and turn to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, please. I'd like to answer the question this morning, why celebrate Christmas? Why celebrate Christmas? Matthew chapter 1, please. Verse number 18. Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18. The Bible reads, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When, as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost." Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the opportunity to worship you and to spend these few moments studying your eternal word. So I ask and pray that you would now fill us with your Holy Spirit, that you would lead us and guide us accordingly, O God, that we might worship you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do ask and pray. Amen. Here in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 18, the Bible records for us the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we make reference to the birth of Christ, we are not referring to his origin. For Jesus Christ is eternal God. But we are referring to his entrance into the world. And as we celebrate Christmas, his first coming into the world, it's important that we bear in mind the purpose for which he was born. It is possible for you and I to lose sight of the trees through the forest, so to speak, by missing the main point of celebrating Christmas. Why celebrate Christmas? For many, it's just a very busy time. And I think that we as the people of God need to stand back and just make sure once again, as we enter the same routine that comes by every year, it's important that we understand why we do what we do as Bible-believing Christians. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Let me ask you, what's the purpose of celebrating a birthday? Is it wrong for us to celebrate our Lord's birth or his entrance into the world? We know that our Lord wasn't born on the 25th of December. The Bible doesn't teach the exact day in which he was born. But the Bible does teach he was born, because it records for us here in Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise." So God records for us in his word that Jesus Christ was born, came into the world at a specific time. But the Bible doesn't teach for us the exact day that our Lord was born. And wisely so, because I think if the day was given, we would more likely worship the day and lose sight of the one that is to be worshipped, to be remembered. Now, I want you to think for a moment before we answer this question biblically, why we celebrate Christmas as Bible-believing Christians. I want you to consider some positive goals that can be achieved just by remembering somebody's birthday. For example, in remembering somebody's birthday, we have an opportunity to express our value for that person. On their birthday, it's an opportunity to express your value, because we are prone to unthankfulness, and we are prone to fail to express our gratitude for one another. And one of the great benefits of remembering somebody's birthday, it's an opportunity to express our value for that person. Another benefit in remembering a birthday is that it's also an opportunity for you and I to express our affection for that person. For example, a parent willingly and joyfully will remember the birth of their children, because it's a wonderful opportunity to just say and affirm to their children, I love you. I value you. So birthdays, in celebrating a birthday, we can express our value for one another, we can express our affection for one another. It's also an opportunity that you and I can take, especially as we get a little bit older, to just review our past accomplishments and just thank God that we're still alive. So we can, it can be a time of review. Now I'm at that stage in life where as each birthday comes along, I find that I'm reviewing the year that's just passed. And amongst all that, I just thank God that I'm still alive. But also birthdays can also be an opportunity that we can establish memorials in our lives. It can be a time that we can stand back and consider what great things God has done. It was during this birthday that I, for example, received Jesus Christ as my Savior. So within you and I just celebrating a birthday or being a part of celebrating somebody's birthday, there are some benefits. There can be some benefits in remembering somebody's birthday. Now biblically, and as Bible-believing Christians, why do we celebrate Christmas? Well, let me just give you a few thoughts that might help answer this question. Because most of the world does not celebrate Christmas. Most of the world is dominated by Buddhism and Hinduism and Islam, and they have nothing to do with Christmas. I remember a number of years ago, somebody coming back from Cambodia, and this person said to me, oh, Pastor, the thing that I really missed being in Cambodia was I missed Christmas. There was nothing, he said, there was nothing to communicate that it was Christmas Day while he was in Cambodia. And he said, I felt so alone. I felt so empty. I just didn't want to be there. And because we live and enjoy the privilege in living in a Judeo-Christian nation, we just take it for granted. Why celebrate Christmas? Turn with me, please, to the book of Luke, chapter 2. Luke, chapter 2. So there are countries of the world that do not celebrate Christmas. And there are even some Bible-believing Christians that won't celebrate Christmas because that there is all of this paganism and Santa Claus and all the above that's meshed in the Christmas season. Now, I don't agree with that mentality because that's throwing out the baby with the bathwater, as far as I'm concerned. But why should we as Bible-believing Christians celebrate Christmas? What's the benefit? Well, what's the benefit in you celebrating your birthday? If you're not going to celebrate Christmas, why are you celebrating your birthday? You're a hypocrite. If you celebrate your birthday, you won't celebrate Christmas. At least the JWs are consistent. They don't celebrate Christmas. They don't celebrate their birthdays. Yeah. I can tell you a number of Christians that won't celebrate Christmas, but they'll celebrate their birthday. That's hypocrisy. Anyway, that's another sermon. Luke chapter 2, please. Luke chapter 2, verse number 8, please, verses 8 to 14. The Bible reads in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I'd like for us to note from the first birthday celebration, so to speak, of our Lord's coming, we see within this passage of Scripture the angels announcing the birth of Jesus Christ to a group of shepherds caring for their sheep by night, the Bible teaches us. And the Bible teaches us that while these shepherds were abiding in the field, in verse 8, watching over their sheep, that the angel of the Lord appeared unto them and said to them at the end of verse 9, Do not be afraid. They were so afraid, the Bible teaches us. And the angel said then, verse 10, Fear not. I bring you good tidings, I bring you good news of great joy. Great joy which shall be to all people. So with the announcement of our Lord's birth, our Lord's entrance into the world, these angelic beings said to this group of shepherds, Fear not. Fear not. Because we bring a message of joy. We have good news for you. And it's good news because it's something that will impact the whole world. It's for all people. And then in verse number 11, the angel announces the benefit of the coming, or the birth of Jesus Christ. For the angel said in verse 11, For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And the angel announces to this group of shepherds, this is the purpose of the birth of Jesus Christ. For there is born this day in the city of David, Bethlehem, a Saviour. His name is Christ the Lord. This is that promised Messiah that was foretold within the Old Testament Scriptures. And the angel said to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, You will call His name Jesus because He will save His people from their sins. So as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day, we are reminded of the great benefit that He provide for mankind. And that's the benefit of a Saviour. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. So why do we as Bible-believing Christians celebrate Christmas? Because it's an opportunity for you and I to rejoice in God's greatest benefit for mankind. God's greatest benefit for mankind. To meet man's greatest need, the need of forgiveness. And this forgiveness is found in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And in Galatians 4:4, the Bible reads, But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. So we as Bible-believing Christians celebrate Christmas. Christmas to us is not about Santa Claus. Christmas to us is really not about having family gatherings, going on holidays. Really at the heart of Christmas for you and I as Bible-believing Christians is for us to just reflect and remember that God gave a Saviour to the world. The greatest benefit for mankind is a Saviour, is Jesus Christ, the Saviour of the world. This beneficial act is something that could be experienced by all. And as we celebrate Christmas, we are remembering that beneficial act. And we are, in turn, by our lives and by our actions, communicating that beneficial act. So his benefit of salvation is one of the reasons why we celebrate Christmas. In fact, this is the chief reason why we celebrate the birth of Christ. We are reminded of the benefit of salvation for all the world. And for those of us that are Christians, we ought to appreciate the fact that we've been saved from sin forevermore. And we ought to appreciate more so that it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but by his mercy, God has saved us. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the angel said to this group of shepherds, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." What a wonderful benefit that we enjoy, the benefit of eternal life. And these angels said to the shepherds, "No need to be afraid. I bring you good news." We bring you news that is a source of great joy, verse 10. And this good news is available to all. His benefit of salvation should cause us to respond as the angels did in verses 13 and 14, who cried out, "And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.'" So surrounding the birth of Christ, we read that the angelic beings, a great heavenly host. Now, this heavenly host is no doubt angelic beings. And the Bible teaches us they are praising God, giving glory to God, and proclaiming a message of peace, and encouraging goodwill to all men. So, beloved, this morning, there is a reason why we celebrate Christmas. It's a time for you and I to reflect upon the benefit of salvation provided for you and I. Why do we remember the Lord's table? It's an opportunity for us to remember his broken body and his shed blood for all humanity. Why do we worship on Good Friday? Because we remember his death on the cross for our sins. In fact, why do we worship every Sunday? To remember his resurrection from the dead. So Christmas is a wonderful opportunity for the people of God to stand back and consider the greatest benefit for humanity, which is the forgiveness from sin. And my friend, this morning, if you've yet to receive God's gift of eternal life, may I submit to you that God loves you and God wants to offer you the gift of God, which is eternal life. And in 2.5 weeks, we will celebrate as a nation Christmas Day. And this day is set aside to reflect and remember the coming, the virgin birth of Jesus Christ, eternal Son of God, who became humanity in order to go to an old rugged cross and die on that cross for man's sin, in order that you and I might experience the forgiveness of sin. This angelic host, the Bible teaches us in verse 13 and 14, were praising God, bringing glory to God. How are they praising God? How are they praising God? How are they bringing glory to God? Well, during our Christmas season, we like to sing Christmas carols. And if you stand back and just read the words of these Christmas carols, there's a lot of good theology in most of the carols, the ones that we sing. There's good doctrine. And as we sing God's praises, and the chief means by which we praise God is not only in word, but also in song. So we have the origin there of singing Christmas carols. We're singing His praises. We're giving glory to God for the great benefit of salvation for all humanity. Oh, the psalmist said in Psalm 116, verse 12, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all His benefits toward me?" Christmas is an opportunity for you and I to stand back and acknowledge the benefit of salvation for all humanity because of His first coming, the birth of the Saviour. And this time of the year should be a time when we reflect on the benefit of salvation that God has offered to the whole world through the death of His own Son. As the proclamation was made there in verse number 11, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." So why do we celebrate Christmas? It's an opportunity for us to reflect upon the great benefit of salvation that we have in the person and work of Jesus Christ. I understand there's lots of other isms that take place during this time of the year, but I think you and I as Bible-believing Christians can remain focused, can we not? And seize the opportunity to rejoice in the benefit of salvation for humanity. The offer of joy, the offer of peace, the opportunity to show goodwill towards others. And then as we move on in verse number 15, please, note verses 15 to 18 of Luke chapter 2. "And it came to pass that as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds." So we see that the angelic beings make a big deal out of the birth of the Son of God. And now we note here in verses 15 to 18, the shepherds who first witnessed the birth of Christ. So with the announcement of the birth of Jesus Christ, the shepherds set out to see Him for themselves in verse number 15. And the Bible teaches us in verse 16 that they came to Bethlehem with great haste. They came with haste. They wasted no time. They wanted to witness the true sayings or the sayings of these angelic beings. And then as they witnessed, they found the babe lying in a manger. The Bible teaches us they responded in verse 17, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. So the shepherds went into Bethlehem and witnessed the birth of Christ with their own eyes, and upon witnessing baby Jesus, the Bible teaches us, they responded by telling others, by sharing with others the news that was announced by the angelic beings in verse number 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." Now these shepherds possibly were caring for sheep that were set aside as future sacrifices for the temple. That's highly possible. We don't know that for a fact, but that's highly possible. But when these angelic beings announced the birth of Christ and these shepherds were excited that they went into Bethlehem and they witnessed the birth of Christ, and by witnessing the birth of Christ, they responded by being a witness themselves. Now, having witnessed the Lamb of God, the promised Saviour, who will take away the sin of the whole world, these shepherds became flaming evangelists. And they went abroad and told others. And my friend, may I submit to you that as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, we should be inspired to do as these men did. Spread the good news of salvation. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I understand there's a lot of paganism, I understand there's a lot of commercialism that surrounds Christmas, but beloved, we are called to be witnesses, are we not? There is paganism, commercialism all year round. What's the big deal? It's no different. It's just the world's incorporated it into the Christmas season. But we as Bible-believing Christians need to do as the shepherds of old in rejoicing in the birth of Christ. We need to tell others. This is a wonderful opportunity to be a witness for Jesus Christ. Let's seize the opportunity to be a witness for Jesus Christ. And to let people know that Christmas is not about Santa Claus. Christmas is not about just doing good to others. Christmas is not about just having family gatherings. Now, some of the above are not bad, but that's not what Christmas is all about. Christmas is all about the provision of salvation in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And we have an opportunity as Bible-believing Christians to go into the highways and byways in a nation that recognizes Christmas Day and to tell people, hey, this is what Christmas is really all about. Let's seize the opportunity to witness for Christ during this Christmas season. That's why we have Christmas Day invitations. That's why we have Christmas carols in the park. That's what us Aussies do. We sing carols in the park. I know it sounds funny to some, but that's what Aussies do. We sing carols in the park. We have a carol service. So why does Metropolitan Baptist Church have a carol service? Yes, to sing carols, to sing of God's praises, that a Saviour has been born, but beyond that, to proclaim the gospel of Christ. Why do we have a Christmas Day service? To proclaim the provision of salvation for all humanity. And if Metropolitan Baptist Church doesn't have a Christmas Day service, the Catholics will. And people will go to the Catholic Church. I don't want people to go to the Catholic Church. I want people to come to this church and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's why we have a Christmas Day service. It's not only an opportunity for us to rejoice in the birth of Christ, but it's an opportunity for us to open up our doors to the community and say, come on in. Hear what Christmas is really all about. It's about a Saviour. Jesus Christ the Lord. So these shepherds witnessed the birth of Christ. My friend, this is the time of the year in which you and I have a golden opportunity to be a witness for Christ. You can send a Christmas card with the gospel therein. We have Christmas cards in our bookstore that have the gospel all laid out. See, the shepherds went about proclaiming the message of Christmas. Verbally, we have paper and ink. When we send a Christmas card, it's an opportunity for us to proclaim The birth of Christ. Merry Christmas. See? That's the origin of Christmas cards. To proclaim the birth of Christ. It's an opportunity for us to proclaim the birth of Christ. These shepherds were a witness. And even though we live in a Christian-based nation, there are many people out there that are just confused, that have no joy, have no peace. They need the message of Christmas. They need Christ the Lord. And you have an opportunity during this time of the year to proclaim that message. And I'd like to encourage you, church family, don't let the opportunity pass by. Don't let it pass by without pointing men and women and children to what Christmas is all about. It's all about a Saviour, born of a virgin, in order to go to an old rugged cross to die for the sins of humanity. That's what Christmas is all about. And for those of us that are Christians, we see that the angels rejoice. They glorified God. They praised God surrounding the birth of Christ. And Christians this morning, let me encourage you as we approach Christmas and as we go through this Christmas season, may it be an opportunity for you and I to just thank God for His salvation. Thank God for that joy. Thank God for that peace that passes all understanding. But beyond that, may we, like the shepherds of old, go into the highways and byways and tell others, Christmas is not about family gatherings. Really, Christmas is not about Santa Claus. No, Christmas is not about getting drunk. Christmas is not about having a Christmas party. Christmas is about Christ. Remembering Christ. Proclaiming Christ. We don't know the exact day on which Jesus Christ was born. We don't need to know. We just know He was born. In Matthew 1:18, the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. He was born. That's the most important thing. So we as Bible-believing Christians, we celebrate Christmas because, number one, it's a timely reminder of the great benefit of salvation for all the world. My friend, Jesus Christ loves you. He died on the cross for your sins. He was buried. And on day number three, He arose from the dead. And if you and I will simply acknowledge our need of a Saviour and repent and by faith receive Him as personal Saviour, we can inherit and possess eternal life. The great benefit of salvation. Christmas is a wonderful time of the year in which we can remember the benefit of salvation. But also it's the time of the year in which we can take advantage of the opportunity to be a witness, to tell others about Christ. There is one other reason why we celebrate Christmas, and we'll take care of that Sunday week. I'm going away for 5 days, and next Sunday, 2 famous preachers are going to preach for you. Brother James O'Sullivan, our associate pastor in the morning, and Jason Kura, our new pastoral intern, Sunday night. But the next Sunday after that, I'll be back, whether you like it or not. And I'll share with you one other reason why we celebrate Christmas. But just for now, let's not let this time of the year just go by without seizing the opportunity to reflect upon the greatest benefit of all is the provision of salvation. And let's do our part to tell others about Christ. Let's bow for prayer.